This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Indiana agriculture leaders are continuing to look for new markets throughout the world to supply products made in the Hoosier State. One market of interest for Indiana is Cuba, and Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Don Lamb recently returned from a trade mission to the country, which he said proved to be eye-opening.
Cuba is really in that very initial stages of what can we really do there? And of course, Cuba's 90 miles off our coast with 11 million people that, to be honest with you, are really pretty hungry. They do not have a lot of food in Cuba, and so they need a lot of things, and there's an opportunity there.
Lamb said expanding global markets, workforce, and economic development will all be areas of focus in the year ahead. A manufacturing and packaging company headquartered in Portage is growing its operations. The Portage City Council this week approved incentives for plans by MSI Express to invest nearly $4 million in a new manufacturing line and create 15 jobs. Speaking before the council this week, Portage Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Andy Maletta said the expansion is due to MSI inking a contract with a national company.
They're growing like crazy. We hear that they're looking to expand. We want to jump in right away and make sure that expansion takes place here in Portage. It's a great company, and it's good to see them continue to grow.
The new line will be installed at the company's facility in the Ameriplex at the Port Business Park. Greater Fort Wayne Inc. has announced Park Ginder as the new executive director of Grow Allen, an organization focused on student career development. Ginder currently serves as superintendent of Southwest Allen County Schools and will begin his new role after the current academic year ends. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at IBJ.com/engage.
A campaign by the Indianapolis-based Ascension St. Vincent Foundation to support the health system's new Women and Children's Tower is marking what it's calling a major funding milestone. Former Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning on Thursday announced the Care for Tomorrow campaign has received nearly $24 million in donor funding since its launch a year ago.
This $23 million raised tells me that people here care just as much as I do about families in Indiana getting the care that they need. And look, we can't do this alone. And tonight we're really feeling the love from the donors in Indiana. So it's a special feeling. It's a great accomplishment, but there's still more work to be done.
The new tower is currently under construction on the health system's Northwest Indianapolis campus. It's part of a $325 million expansion announced in May 2021. The tower, which will be attached to Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, will include what the health system says will be one of the largest neonatal intensive care units in the state, with 109 rooms when complete. Andretti Global, the parent of Andretti Autosport, is moving forward with its new headquarters campus in Fishers following almost a year of legal delays. The motorsports giant plans to move to the 90-acre campus next year after work resumed last month at the site on the southeast quadrant of the Indianapolis Metropolitan Airport property. Grading operations were restarted in mid-February, and the first concrete foundations were poured on Monday. Andretti Global announced new project designs Thursday and said it will focus on moving the team's NTT IndyCar Series, Indy NXT, and IMSA programs to the site in 2025. Future phases of construction will also include the Andretti Experience, which will have interactive experiences, memorabilia and museum exhibits, public dining, and event hosting opportunities. TPMA founder Tom Miller is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.